The Rabbi Nissim has a collection of drushes that's available all the bookstores, drushes around, where he talks about, he gives his drush on Parshas Noach, that is the Parsha of the United Nations. He speaks about the Dor HaPlogah. What was so terrible about what the Dor HaPlogah did? They just want to get together and make the United Nations. So he says, yep. The Gemara Sanhedrin, Mishnah Sanhedrin speaks about kinus, that people getting together. So it says that kinus for tzaddikim. The Rabbi Nissim has a collection of drushes that's available all the bookstores, drushes around, where he talks about, he gives his drush on Parshas Noach, that is the Parsha of the United Nations. He speaks about the Dor HaPlogah. What was so terrible about what the Dor HaPlogah did? They just want to get together and make the United Nations. So he says, yep. The Gemara Sanhedrin, Mishnah Sanhedrin speaks about kinus, that people getting together. So it says, the kinus let tzaddikim is tov lohem v'tov lo'olam. When the parties get together, when the Aguda and the Mizrahi and Degel HaTorah and the world, if they would all get together, that would be wonderful. But kinus l'rishayim is ra lohem v'ra lo'olam. What can be so terrible? He says, pashut. There was an individual, Avraham Avinu, who was interested in monotheism. And if the United Nations would have succeeded in those days, they would have put him in prison. He wouldn't be able, he had to run away from Nimrod, from the Ruach Kazdim. He ran away to another country. So they let him get away with his mishigas, with his monotheistic shtick over there. But if there would have been a United Nations, they would have prohibited monotheism all over the world. So that's why the Rabbi Shalom doesn't like Kinus L'Rishoyim. That's the Gemara Sahin. Kinus L'Rishoyim is Ra'al Lahem Ra'al Lahem. Years ago, they used to say that the only good thing the United Nations ever did all the years that it existed was that it recognized Medinas Yisrael. Now the only thing that they're doing is destroying Medinas Yisrael. Everything else in the world, all the wars more or less are being fought out anyway. It's hard to see that they're making any peace anywhere. So the question is whether it's going to have a kiyum. So kinus, le tzaddikim or le rishon, whatever it is. Rashi has a comment on the opening pasuk in Parshas Noach. Quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, that when you mention the name of a tzadik, you always have to praise him. We have the minig that we only mention Zecher Tzadik Levrocha on people who are nifta, on people who are alive. We don't say zatzal. So that's the question: whether everybody had that minig or not. The Chidor claims. The Chidor wrote a book of history that's called Shem Avdoilim, where he has a list of all of the Rishonim and Achronim alphabetically arranged, and then he has a list of the Svarim alphabetically arranged. And he has a brief discussion of each one of the Gdolim in the Svarim. So in his Sefer Shem Avdoilim, he claims that some of his predecessors who wrote works on history made a mistake. They try to figure out who died when based on the Rishonim who quote them. So let's say the Rashba quotes the Ramban Zatzal. So obviously he had died already by the time Rashba learned by the Ramban. So obviously the Ramban had passed away by the time the Rashba had written these Chidushim, otherwise he wouldn't write Zatzal. So the Chidor writes that that's not accurate, because by the Sfardim, at least in the days of the Rishonim, he claims that he used to write Zatzal even on living people. Hendoich is alive, he didn't die. At the time that the Torah was written, he had already passed away. But the Pasha Pshat and the Pasuk in Mishlei, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, whenever you mention the name of a Tzadik, so you should give him a bracha. So you should say on living people also, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha. How come our minig is not so? How come the minig today is that we are, I don't know, maybe by the Sfardim it's not so. How come by the minig by the Ashkenazim at least, is that you only say Zecher Tzadik Levrocha when a person is not alive? How come, let's say, every time in Tanakh that it mentions a Tzadik's name, so they right away give a bracha? It's not so. Here by Noach, and then Rashi quotes by, or Rashi doesn't quote it, the Medrash points out by Avraham Avinu later. Rashi later, I think, in Lech Lecha points out that Hakadosh Baruch Hu praises Avraham. Avraham Hoyo Yelagoy Gadol, and so on. He praises Avraham. There's so many other Yitzchok and Yankif and Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. There's so many other people mentioned in Tanakh. You don't have them praised all the time. So the Maharami Prague has an interesting comment on this in the Gur Aryeh, in his commentary. Gur Aryeh is a Chibur on Rashi, Alatay, Tirush on Rashi Alatay. So he points out that the word Zecher, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, only applies, it doesn't mean when you mention the name of the Tzadik, Hover His Kiro. That's the Parsha Pshat, Hover His Kiro. There's no Zecher means when you mention him to see to it that he shouldn't be forgotten. Like the Rashi has at the end of the Teichach and Parshas V'chukosai. So Rashi quotes from the Sifra. How come it says V'zacharti is B'si Yaakov? The verb Zechir is mentioned in connection with Yaakov. The Apa is B'si Yitzchak. It doesn't say Eskor. It's understood that the verb applies to Yitzchak also. It's B'si Avraham Eskor. Or it says how come it mentions Zechir by Yaakov and by Avraham and not by Yitzchak? So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim. That official Yitzchak Sovra Munach Hagabi Hamizbeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need any Zechir. Yitzchak is right there. The Eifer from the Akedah, the Ashes from the Akedah are right there, so the Rebbe Shalom didn't forget about Yitzchak. But Avram died a long time before. The Teichach had been recited, the Teichach there in the Chukosai, and Yankim had passed away a long time before. So on people who are not alive, you have to speak about Zecher, Zikaron, to remember them. But Yitzchak, even though he's talking not alive, but his ashes are there, so then you don't have to speak about Zikaron. So this is what the Maral suggests over here. He says, if a tzaddik is alive, so you don't have to mention Zikaron, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, because he's still alive. If he dies, that's a Gzeira, Alamei, Sheishtakeach, Achayud Beis Chedesh, we're going to forget about him. So you want to mention the Tzadik Takazecha to mention, Lahaskira, Rashi says, but Lahaskira that he shouldn't be forgotten. So when you want to mention a Tzadik's name, that he shouldn't be forgotten, haste to say that he's not alive, then Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he should give a brach. Here Noach is still alive, and later Avram is still alive when the narrative is being related. But still there are Rishoyim in the world. And the Pasuk is speaking of Noach in the context of the Rishon. The Pasuk there speaks about Avraham in the context of the Rishon. So the Marami Prak says, even when the Tzadikim are alive, but when there are Rishoyim around, so the Rishoyim cause a Haron Afbo Elam, and HaKadosh Baruch is going to make a hest upon him, and he's not going to want to look, so to speak, as if he's not going to be looking at the world. He's not going to be looking at the world. He may forget, just like he's going to ignore everything that's happening, everything that's going on. So he may want to ignore the tzaddikim also. So that's why the Pasuk mentions the name of the tzaddik, that he shouldn't be forgotten in the hest upon him. So whenever you mention the name of a tzaddik in the context of Rishoyim, that's like mentioning the name of a tzaddik after he died already. That's Zikoron Shavo Yishacheach. So then you say Zecher Tzadik Levrach. That's our minig. So we only say Zatzal on a person who passed away. Our meaning is we only say Shlita on people who are alive also. No, because the Chazal have a lashon that tzaddikim in misas and kruim chayim. One of the prominent darshanim of Ayeshiva was once speaking about the Chafetz Chaim, that he lived, how long did the Chafetz Chaim live? Till 99 or something. So he said, Chafetz Chaim lived to the age of 99, I may be asking Shana. Then he realized, what is he talking about? He died already. So he says, Tadikim and Misos and Kurim Chaim. It has no shakas. If he's dead, he's dead. It's not going to help. So we don't, our meaning is we don't say Shlita after the person is no longer alive. But Zatzal is the question, why we don't say that. So the Marami Prak claims that's the reason why. Rashi quotes in Machlokes two opinions in the Gemara. Yesh Merab, on the Pasuk, that Noach was a tzaddik b'dayroiso. What's the significance of the word b'dayroiso? The Pasuk says he was a tzaddik, so it means he was a tzaddik. But what's the significance of b'dayroiso? So some say, some are of the opinion, Yesh Merab b'sein adosh ma'asav l'shvach. If he was a tzaddik in such a difficult time when all the other people were rishoyim, certainly ma'asav, he would have lived in Berkah. If he lived in Meir Sharm, he would certainly be a bigger tzaddik. And others understand that the mashmois of the pasuk is Liganai. Kifi deyraisav, he was a tzaddik. If he would have, compared to the other people in his generation, he was a tzaddik. But if he would have lived in another generation, he would have not been such a hot shot. But the mafarshim don't understand. What do you mean? The pasuk comes to knock down Noach. The Pasuk comes to say that he wasn't a tzaddik. The Pasuk says he was a tzaddik. So what did the Tana say? Yesh me'abasein adoshim l'gnai. Very strange. The Marami Prag has a comment on this also. He says that in Mitzias that both opinions don't disagree as far as the facts. The facts they both agree. In this generation he was an outstanding tzaddik tamim hoyam. He was an outstanding tzaddik tamim in contrast to the other people who lived in the generation. If he would have lived in another generation, let's say in the generation of Avraham Avinu, he would not be so outstanding at all. Avraham Avinu was much greater than Noach. And perhaps all of Avram's followers would have been much greater than Noach, if Noach wouldn't have been one of the fathers of Avram. In comparison to other generations, he would not be so great. But if Yitzchak would have lived in another generation where there wasn't so much difficulty in being religious, being a decent person, he himself would have also been a great tzaddik. So they're both emes. They're both opinions of the Gemara. I'm asking to each other on the Metzius, that if he would have lived in a better generation, he would have been a great tzaddik. And nonetheless, if he would have lived in a generation of Avraham Avinu, he would have not been the outstanding tzaddik of the generation. Avraham Avinu would have been the outstanding tzaddik. But the machlokes and the Gemara is, what is the emphasis of this word, b'dayroso? What does the pasuk come to imply? So what? And what do you mean the pasuk comes to minimize the tzidkus of Noach? It doesn't make sense. It says it was a tzaddik tamid. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Noach. So he says, kios charit tzaddik lefana b'dar hazeh. He tells him in fact to his face that he's a tzaddik. So the pasuk doesn't mean to knock him down. The pasuk, the machlokes that Rashi quotes is, the Chachamim understood that this word b'dayroisav comes to explain why he deserved the Nes HaHatzolah. So one is of the opinion that Yesh Merabi Seinu Dor Shemoso L'Shva, he was such a great tzaddik, at such great odds against him, such a door of such v'shoim, and he was able to be decent and humane and religious and moral and everything. If he would have lived in another generation where there wouldn't be so much antagonism, certainly he would have been greatest attacker. That's why he deserved an Esa Hatzolah, because he was a wonderful tzaddik. And the others say, no, the pasuk comes to tell us the shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even though Noach was only a tzaddik in comparison to his generation, and if he would have lived in another generation, he would not have been so great. Nonetheless, because in contrast to the other people in his generation, he was the tzaddik, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that he deserved an Esa Hatzolah. So in other words, the pasuk is telling us the shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu marks on a curve. That he doesn't say everyone has to pass the test, that if you get 85 and above, then he's going to save you. Even if you only get 30, but in your generation, 30 is the highest mark, so you deserve it, and that's the HaTzolah. So the pasuk is not coming, the word b'dayroisav, they don't argue about the word tzaddik tamim hoya. That means he was a tzaddik tamim. The machlokes is only on the word b'dayroisav, that's what the Maharal stresses. On the word b'dayroisav, what is it coming to tell me? Is it telling me the shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu walks on the curve, that he gives the Nes HaTzolah to people who perhaps don't deserve it so much, but in contrast to the other people in their generation, they're the greatest tzaddikim? Well, no, the pasuk means that he, Taka, was a very outstanding tzaddik. And the reason why he got the Nes HaTzolah was because he really deserved it in a tremendous way. The pasuk says that the people were all sitting and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to destroy everything. Kate's called Basa Bolafon is going to cause even the animals to die. Well, what are the animals? Madam Chata, Behema Mechata? Men sinned, the animals didn't sin. That's what the Gemara asked the Kashi. Madam Chata, Behema Mechata? So Rashi at the end of Parshas Bereishis quotes the two answers from the Gemara on this. The one answer is that the behemoth also chotu. That's what Rashi writes over here. Afilu behemoth chayvi yoif niskakim l'shein amina. Rashi on Pasuk Yud Beis writes like that. That's one opinion in Rashi. At the end of Parshas Bereishis also. Afhem hishchis was darkom. And the other pshat that Rashi quotes from the Gemara is, no, that hakol nivro b'shvil ha'odom. The whole world was created for the human beings. And if the Kivan Shehu Kola, and if God wants to punish man, he wants to wipe out all of mankind, Matzah Abeilu. That's the Medrash that the Mesilas Yesharim quotes from Koheles Rabbah on the Pasuk, Reyes Kol Maisehu Alakim. So the Medrash says, I think Mesilas Yesharim in the Hagdama quotes that Medrash. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon, and he showed him around in Gan Eden all the different trees and all the different things of Teva, and the stars, and the moon, and the skies, and the sun, and everything. So he said, you see a beautiful world. It's all up to you to preserve the world. If you're going to be a tzaddik, if you'll keep the mitzvahs that I give you, he gave him a couple of mitzvahs, but then the whole world will have a tachlis. And if you're going to sin, then the whole tachlis of the world will be wasted, so the whole world will be destroyed. It's not that it's a punishment. God isn't punishing the animals. They don't deserve any punishment if they didn't sin, according to the other opinion. It's not that the behemoth sinned, that they were niskakim l'shein amina. The animals didn't sin. Even if they weren't niskak l'shein aminam, that's not from their mitzvahs. What do you expect the animal to know that it shouldn't be niskak l'shein aminam? But rather, it wasn't really a punishment. But rather, that's the result of chet. So let's say a person eats poison by mistake, so he's going to die. Whether he eats it b'shegig or b'mezid, he's going to die. Why does he deserve to be punished? The answer is not a punishment. That's the way the world was created. Someone who takes poison dies. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way, Reyes kol ma'aseh halakim asher aso, that when mankind sins, so the whole world is going to be full of hashchasos, is going to self-destruct. That's why the Chachamim understand that it even a few tzvachim into the Yom Kamachresha, even a few inches into the ground also were destroyed. That the sin of all the sins of the people affected the whole world, affected the atmosphere, the air to a certain height, and affected the earth to a certain depth. So in a certain sense it wasn't really a punishment. The people were killed, that was taka punishment. The Gemara talks about the mishpat of the Anshei Dor HaMabul, that it was for a full year. That's the maximum. Mishpat Rishonim b'Gehenim, the maximum punishment in Gehenim is Yud Beis Chodesh. So they had the maximum punishment, a solar year. Not a lunar year, Rashi says, but a solar year. But the fact that the whole atmosphere was poisoned and then the earth was also washed away, that wasn't really a punishment. But the earth sinned and the air and the atmosphere sinned. It wasn't a punishment. That was just the result of the chet. So that's the other view that Rashi quotes at the end of Parshas Bereishis. That it's not so much that the animals are punished because they were niskak l'shein aminam. That opinion is really very difficult. That's from the mitzvahs, that an animal shouldn't be niskak l'shein aminam. There is a din, if a human being practices mishka behema, then v'harakta su'isha v'sa behema ta'rog, you have to kill the animal also. So there the Mishnah and Sanhedrin asks, Sandafman, hey, emarim chata behema mechata, why do you kill the animal? So the Mishnah gives two answers, but neither answer holds that the animal has chira chavshis not to do this aveira, that the animal has enough seichel not to do the aveira of practicing mishka behema with a human being. So to be niskak l'shein aminam, that's from the sheva mitzvahs behemas. That's from the mitzvahs that behemas amuzah, not to be niskak l'shein aminam. You don't find like that. It's behemas, the first opinion is very difficult. That because they were niskak l'shein aminam, that's why they deserve to be punished. And yom kamachresha, what was over there? The pashtus is like the second. Rashi quotes two opinions. The end of Parashas Bereishis. Pashtus is like the second opinion. Dover acher hakol nivra b'shvil ha'odom. And the kivan who call matzah ve'elah, that it wasn't really a punishment to the rest of the world, it was just the result of chet.
The earth was just punished in last week,
pardon me?
The ground was punished last week.
Yeah. The ground was punished because the taka sinned. We don't understand what that means, but Rashi quotes in the Medrash that the ground sinned. It didn't follow the instruction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But over here, you don't have recorded any sin that the earth did on this occasion by the marble. Here the pasuk says they had four married people. Noach and his three sons, they were all married, and they were in the table with their wives. And Rashi quotes from the Medrash that they were forbidden to have marital relations with their wives the whole year. It's not easy. The Medrash speaks about the Nisayon that Noach had. What exactly was the Nisayon? That was the Nisayon. The Medrash talks about how Kodesh Baruch Hu giving the Nisayonis to people. Kodesh Baruch Hu only gave a Nisayon to Noach and to Tzadikim throughout all the generations because he knew in advance that they could take it. He doesn't give a Nisayon to a person that's too difficult for him to live through. Some people feel that the temptation is just so great for them to do certain averas, they just can't control themselves. Yeah, there are people like that. That's called Shaita. A person does not have Bechira Chavshis, he can't control himself. But a normal person can control himself. The people went through the war, through the Nazis, and they had no food to eat. And whenever they see food, 50 years later, so they start panting. Whenever they see water, they start panting. I had no control. They were so, the whole system was so shaken up. by the suffering that they had under the Nazis. But that's a normal people, a person who looks normal, who didn't go through anything like that, a person who says like that, that just can't control himself. So that's called a shaita. A person does not have chirach hashem. So the pasuk, the medrash stresses that. Medrash on Parshas Nef says HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives nisyanis to the tzaddikim. He was a Sfardish tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael. He was known as the Sova Kadisha. He was very old. Alafendri, I think his name is Alafendri. He died, I think, after the age of 100. So he was very old. So he once made such a comment on the pasuk, Hanaisin Shele Katzomer. For Kreifa Yifazah. So the pasuk pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes it to snow, so the snow falls down. It looks like wool that's falling down from the heaven. The white snow looks like wool. So he suggested an interpretation. Maybe it's based on a medrash somewhere. Hanos and Shela Katzen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives so much snow in accordance with how many woolen sweaters you have. If you have enough woolen clothing to warm yourself up, then he'll bring more snow. If you don't have enough wool, so he's not going to give you that much snow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives Nisayinus Tzadikim, whom he knows can take the Nisayin. Doesn't put people in a situation that's impossible for them. Some people he does. That's called the Shaita. Hashem creates people who don't have Chiruch HaShem, just can't control themselves. But the normal people that we associate with, those who are not institutionalized in insane asylum, the normal people that we deal with, we assume that that they have Chiruch HaShem, that they have the ability to withstand the temptation and to live through any sign. Pasuk says that when the Rebbeinu Shlomo decided to destroy his world, so he told Noach he should make a teva and so on. Then he waited 7 days and he destroyed the world. So the Gemara and the Midrashim discuss what is the significance of waiting these 7 days. What happened in the 7 days? So the Torah Tmimah quotes four different opinions from Gemaras. So one opinion is Mikan Lavelu Shivas Yamin, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo was sitting shiva on the world. So the Achronim ask, "Not Gemara, what do you mean he was sitting shiva? The people didn't die yet. You observe Avelas after the person died." The Gemara has a story in the end of Nedarim that someone sees a relative faint and he thinks that the relative died and he rips kriya, and then the relative turns over and then he dies 2 minutes later. So the Gemara says he's not yet to kriya. If he ripped kriya while the person was a ghost, he didn't wait till after he actually died. You're not yet. Gemara has a chiddush there that if the person, the surviving relative, ripped kriya before the chayla died, and then the chayla dies terch kedei dibur, so then the Gemara says that you yotze. That's a big chiddush. Terch kedei dibur ki did it. No one's talking over there. Terch kedei dibur, usually we're used to thinking someone is talking about something. He says a neder, he says a shvua, he says mashiv arach, whatever. He said ma'amelach ha-kadosh, ha-kel ha-kadosh. He said something, so you can correct his statement, or you can change your statement, terch kedei dibur ki dibur domi. Here, first of all, no one is talking. Secondly, he ripped kriya while the person was still alive. It's a chiddush that I said. That's what Rav Shimshka points out in the Sefer, in the Shari Yosha. You see from that Gemara, that terk kedibah, kedibah means that that's considered basachas. What unit of time is considered basachas? Let's say if one would rip kriya simultaneously with the death of the relative. So the Gemara's mechadish that would be good. So what's called simultaneously? The same second, or the same half a second, or the same 50th of a second, or the same 150th of a second. How much? So that's what the Gemara says. A terk kedibah, kedibadami is considered bevasachas. That's considered simultaneously al pi halacha. You don't have to work with seconds and 2 seconds and a half a second, split seconds and so on. Terk kedibah is the shear that we work with. I call upon him. The din is that if you rip kriya while a person is still alive, it's no good. If you observe avelu shiva while a person is still alive, it's no good. So what does it mean over here? Mativim shal shiva seyamim, sheshama kadosh baruch hu alaylam shiva seyamim. He observed Avela Shiva, Mikan Avela Shiva Siyamim. The Yerushalmi in the third parak in Ma'id Katan, where the Mishnayis have all the dinim of Avelas, Yerushalmi says this is the Mokka. What kind of a Mokka for Avelas? So the Achronim say that there is a din in Masechah Sanhedrin, when a Bez makes a Gmar Din Lamisa, then the Nidon is considered a Gavrak Tilo. The Mainach Kemina, Hahorgo Eilon Eragolo. If I kill somebody, Tam Chayv Misa, Lo Yisir Tzav. What if I kill a person who is a Gavra, Ktila, he's already dead, then I'm not Chayv Misa. So what's he's already dead? So in one case, a man is dead. I shoot a man who's dead. So if he's dead, he's dead. I'm not Chayv Misa. But then the Gemara has two trick cases. The man is alive, but al-Pidin, we declare him as a gavra ktila, has the status as if he were dead. So one is one who is a treifa. Notam treifa, the Gemara has in Sanhedrin daf ein ches, is considered a gavra ktila. And the second case is misha nigma din alamisa. If somebody's nigma din alamisa, and I go and I kill him, not because I want to do l'shein mitzvah, I want to chapois, I want to fulfill the mitzvah, really is yad re'edim tiyad b'abarishan, the edim should kill him first, yad kolam achreina. But like there's a din that misha shachat hu yichasa, the one who shechts a chai v'yayiv, has the right to do the kisei adam. So the Gemara says in Perek kisei adam, what if I run and I chapois and I do the mitzvah, I rush in and I do the kisei adam, so I fulfill the mitzvah, and there's nothing left for the shechet to do. So since I stole a mitzvah from him, so I have to pay him asar azaru. That's what the Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel made a penalty. If you steal a mitzvah from somebody, you got to pay $10, asar azaru. So what's over here the din? If someone is nigman din lemisa, so the mitzvah is yad eidim tiyad bar b'rishan. He said, if I rush and I kill him to fulfill a mitzvah, so I got the mitzvah, so I have to pay them the asar azaru. That's what it means. No, I didn't kill him l'shem mitzvah. I killed him, I hate him. I've been trying to kill him for years. Now finally I had the opportunity and I killed him. Not l'shem mitzvah, I have kavanah shalala tzeis. I had in mind not to be yaitzeh the mitzvah. And still I'm not nara golem. So taka, why not? I didn't kill him l'shem mitzvah. So what's the heter to kill? The answer is taka, there's no heter. But I killed a man who is considered a gavrak tila. That's the halacha. One who is nigma din l'misa is considered a gavrak tila. So that's what some suggest over here in connection with this interpretation that Yerushalmi gives on the pasuk. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu wait another 7 days? Why did Shiva Sayyamin? So the Gemara has different suggestions, and Yerushalmi suggests this pshat, that the Rebbeinu Shlom waited 7 days. The Rebbeinu Shlom already made up his mind that he's going to wipe out the whole world. So everybody had, all the human beings had the status of a gavrak tila. So then, after they have the status of a gavrak tila, so then Shaykh to observe Avelos. A normal person who's from the Harugei Bezin, so the Mishnah says, Bavod Rishoyim Rina, so Pasik. So you don't, the Kraven do not observe Avelis. Amos Sablin. Amos Sablin. They don't observe Avelis even after they die, so let alone after the Nigma Dina Lamisa. They don't observe Avelis. Here, the Rabbanu Shlom felt bad. He was crying. So the Rabbanu Shlom observed Avelis for them after the Nigma Dina. We have another din like that. We have Halacha Lamaisa din like that. One who is in Cherem has to observe, he has to observe certain aspects of Avelis. So what is that all about? So the Netziv and his Biur on the Shilta suggests that that's what it means. When Bezin declares a cherem on somebody, so the Gemara understands that that's a curse, that the person should drop dead. And when the person ultimately dies, even if it takes him 60 years till he dies at a ripe old age of 98, whatever, we attribute his death, even though it's very strange, we attribute his death to the fact that the Bezin cursed him, that he should die. And therefore the din is that the Kraven do not observe any Avelis. That's a din in Yeridei. Misha meis b'niduyo. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. That's what the Mordechai quotes from the Rishonim based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Misha meis b'niduyo, bezen soklem esarono. What does it mean, bezen soklem esarono? They throw stones on soklem. So it says, no, they put on a big, it says they don't put on a big pile of rocks, gigala shalochon, like by Ochon they had a big pile of rocks that went up. No, it says he put a slab of stone on top of his coffin, Bahadiyah, to demonstrate that he really deserved an Einish Skilo. And we consider it as if he had died because of Mrs. Bezin, and Skilo is the worst form of Mrs. Bezin, Skilo Sreif Erek Vechenik. So we consider Nidu Yacherim, when a person dies in Nidu Yacherim, we attribute his death to the curse of the Bezin. We consider it as if Bezin made a Gmar Din Lemisa, and he's a Gabrik Tila, and his death was a fulfillment of the Mises Bezin. So the Mordechai says, based on that Gemara, and that's quoted in Yerideya, that therefore, Bavod Rishoyim Rina, just like Harugei Bezin, the Kraven Manat Mesablin, so the same thing, Ishameiz B'nidu, the Kraven Manat Mesablin. But the Menudah himself, or the Mukhrim himself, while he's still alive, has to observe Avelus on himself. And I thought, has to observe Avelus on himself. And the Gemara has a whole discussion in the third parak of Maikotin, which aspects of Avelus does he observe and which not. He has mixed Dini Avelus. Who is he observing Avelus on? On himself. On himself. Because once the Bezin put him in Nidui, that's considered as if he were a Gavrak Tila. But that's like a mace, like the Yerushalmi says over here. After the Gemara Din, the person is a Gavrak Tila, so Shaykh to observe Avelus. Yeah.
Why then
start
rolling light rain and then a heavy rain? How can we
be tshuva
as far as
we're already dead? Because the same thing, let's say, by cherem on nidui. You put a person in cherem, so we treat it as a gmar din lamisa, but the bezin can reverse the nidui. There can be matar a cherem. That's like a tchias ha-meis. That's like a tchias ha-meis. There is such a concept. The Baruch Shalom is hoping maybe they'll do tshuva. He'll reverse his gemara.
If somebody kills Kavod Kilo, Hashem Mitzvah, then he's always paying?
Probably does, yeah. The Gemara says that. Gemara doesn't say it by this. It's a similar case. Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, says that if you have a Shor Shaharges HaAdam, so there's a din of that the Shor is Chayv Nisam. Sokol Yisokol HaShor. So who has the mitzvah to kill the Shor? So there is no din of Yad Ha'idim Pi Bab Rishon. That din only applies when it's a human being who's Chayv Nisam Bez. But when it's a Shor, so Rashi writes in Baba Kama, the Bala Shor has the mitzvah. Mitzvah Metelus of Bala Shor, he should kill the Shor. So the Rashi interprets the Gemara there. It's like Gemara Baba Kama Daf Tzadik. If someone else goes and he kills my Shor, Techapo is the mitzvah from me, they have to pay me the Asara Zehuvin. So the Stama the same if someone killed Agavik Tila instead of letting the Aiden kill, so the Stama he pays them the Asara Zehuvin.
Pays Aiden.
Stama, 5 and 5.
And when we say
imagine
that. When you pay Aiden,
I don't think he pays 10 and 10. Stama will pay 5 and 5.
And when you pay Aiden, I mean, the best is not going to kill him, but he's going to get his own punishment from the
Shaman. Yeah. There certainly is an Avera. Yeah, the Tashtis is there certainly is an Avera. But there's no Oynish in the Bezen Shalom. Yeah.
This idea that Hashem can attract his din, then why did he sit Shiva? Why?
Mm. But he wastes his time to sit Shiva, may turn out that he'll do Shiva. Okay, that's a kash.
The same, I read in Yisrael Shmosser, has an essay in part about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, talking about the concept of Benonim, Kulim, Ba'omdim. One of the shittos that he entertained was that when Rosh Hashanah ends, he's already Nigmar Din, the Benonim, they already should be Nechtamu Misa. But if you wait until Yom Kippur, he's Kulim, Ba'omdim, and he waits until Yom Kippur to see if they'll do Tshuva. If they'll do Tshuva Yom Kippur, then he'll reverse the Din, Hashem will reverse the Din, and if not, then we'll be Nechtamu Misa. This is the same idea of the waiting period. You know, to do
Misa here, it seems that there was no waiting period. Maybe it was that Shiva. Don't know. Mm-hmm. Could that have to do with the discussion for the instead of the agent? Why did we get that story? Why did we get the Yad Kalam background? If the Aiden has, so then these together, you know,
maybe, I don't know. It doesn't say anything more. That's just my imagination. Maybe you're right. Maybe he's also included in the mitzvah. Maybe not. The Gemara just says, if I kill the Shor on this one, instead of letting the Baal Shor kill, then the Gemara says, I pay Asar. Maybe you're right. In this case, he doesn't. I don't know. Rashi comments on the closing pasuk in Parshas Noach. That it has a nun hapucha. Most of the Sifrei Torah don't have that. Vayomas terach bicharon. So the last Rashi on the Parsha writes, nun hapucha, it's a backwards nun. It doesn't mean an upside down nun, it means a backwards nun. To indicate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in a state of charona up over his whole world. That there were 10 doiras from Noach to Avram, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Shabu Avram Avinu. So the Rebbe Shalom calmed down, so to speak. The Shaila about all of these Masoiris that Rashi writes. If we don't have them, Sar Sifrei Torah are not possible. So all of these fancy things, they don't possible the Sifrei Torah. If you have a Kri Niksiv and you wrote it according to the Kri, not according to the Ksiv, that's a possible the Sifrei Torah. That's Talach HaMashi Messina, you have a Kri Ksiv. But all of these additional Masoiris do not possible apparently, because Sar Sifrei Torah don't have them. How can it possible? The Rashi had the tradition that that's what it's supposed to be. We speak all the time about the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. The mitzvahs were really given to Adam Arishan and Bereshis by Tzav Hashem Elokim al Ha'adam Leimom and Kol Eitzagan Och Afechal. So the Gemara understands from those two psukim, all of the mitzvahs. So why do we speak of the Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach? So the Rambam quotes from the Gemara. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim explains. Originally, HaKadosh Baruch only gave 6 mitzvahs to Adam Rishon. He didn't give him Avim and Achai because he wasn't permitted to eat meat bechlal. Adam Rishon had to be a vegetarian. after the Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave permission to Noach and to his descendants to eat meat, gives him permission to eat meat just like he had given permission to Adam Rishon to eat all of the fruits and the vegetables. So at that time that he gave him permission to eat meat, so he gave him the din of Eiv Menachai. So that's why we usually refer to it as the Sheva Mitzvahs Veninach, because until the days of Noach there were only six. There were mitzvahs some before. So the Pasuk repeats some of the in conjunction with Eiv Menachai, so the Pasuk repeats also Ritzicha, even though Ritzicha was already given before the days of Noach. Ritzicha was given to Adam Rishon, the mitzvah of Ritzicha. But nonetheless, it's repeated now as well. And also the Din Shefech Dam Ha'adam Ba'adam Dam Yishafech Kibbisel HaMelki Masas Ha'adam Puruvu is repeated now. And Achaz Dimchel HaNashe Sech Merish, that did not appear before. One is not permitted to commit suicide. The Gemara Sanhedrin points out on the Pasuk Shefech Dam Ha'adam Ba'adam, even an Adam Ba'adam, even a fetus, an Uber that's inside the body of the mother, Ben Noach Neragolov, if an Achri kills an Uber, the Chai Misa for abortion. So how come the Mishnah says in Nida that a Jew who kills an Uber is not Chai Misa? Maybe the Pasuk refers to Jews and non-Jews. What, this is only going on going. So I didn't know Jews are forbidden to commit suicide. It's based on this Pasuk. Achaz Dimcha Nashe Sech Medesh, Pasuk A. So why should I say the Pasuk Vav does not refer to Yisrael? Shefech Tam Ha'adam Ba'adam Dama Yishofech. It's the Kasha that the Achreinim ask. The Stechemet is an encyclopedia on Halacha. He quotes a letter from Rabbi Shlomo Levilna, who said it's a Beferish of Pasuk in Mishpatim, that if a Jew kills an Uber, he's not Chai Misa. The Torah speaks about the Mevaladas. But the Torah says, Ki not l'anoshim enoch v'shahara v'yotzu yiladeho, so then you have to pay the Mevaladas. But that's only lo yiyos an anosh nefesh, mi yiyos an asat nefesh tachas nefesh. If he killed a woman, if he killed the Isha Muberes, then the Chumash says, come labor the Rab minay, that you don't pay the Mevaladas. Lo yiyos an, then you do pay the Mevaladas. So Rav Shlomo Levilna said, what do you mean? If he killed the Uber, so if you kill an Uber, you chayv misa, so there's always kam levi derab minei. So it's built in it, there's always going to be a kam levi derab minei. So how do you ever have the whole institution of Mevlodis? So the pashtus is, the whole parsha of Mevlodis, that it distinguishes, it mustn't, if he killed the mother, then minasata nefesh tachas nefesh, then there maybe there's an einish misa, or at least there's kam levi derab minei. If he didn't kill the mother, you only killed an Uber, then you do pay, then the one who killed her, the Uber, is not chayv misa, and he pays. So you see from that parsha that the Yisrael, one who kills an Uber, is not Chai Misa. But by Bnei Noach, that's the Pasuk. Even a Bnei Noach who kills an Uber is also Chai Misa. The question is, what is the nature of the prohibition of killing an Uber? Bnei Noach is Chai Misa ala Gezel. The Gemara says, Bnei Noach is Chai Misa on all the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. As a Rasan Zui Misosim, the Gemara says, if Bnei Noach violates any one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, is Chai Misa. Bnei Noach is Nerak al Pachas Meshava Pruta. He still is less than the Sheva Pruta, is Chai Misa. So maybe a Ben Noach is Neragam Chevel B'Chaver also, if he injures somebody. So maybe that's why the Ben Noach is Neragam Ubrin. Is it the Torah's Ritzicha, or is it the Torah's Chevel B'Chaver? Which is like Gora from Mazik. Let's say by Yisrael. By Noach, Ben Noach, I don't know what the difference is. The Chevel is like a Gezel. It's a worse than Gezel. Included in Gezel, if I steal a Pachas Mishav Pruta from another, if the Nochri steals Pachas Mishav Pruta, it's Chayv Misa, means that he causes any damage, any injury to the other one. Mazik, Chayvon, is also Chayv Misa. So by Ben Noach, it doesn't really make too much of a difference. Shabbos by Yisrael, let's say, if you kill an Uber, what's the Yisra? There certainly is an Yisra, but there's no Chayv Misa. That's a big machlekes achreinim. Is there an Yisra by abortion by Yisrael? So some achreinim write the Hetagoma. The Stechemet quotes all the three shittas. Some say Hetagom, and some say it's an Issa Derabbanan, and some say it's an Issa Derais. The Pashtus is certainly that it's an Issa Derais. The Gemara Sanhedrin. The Pashtus certainly is that it's an Issa Derais. Because the Gemara Sanhedrin, on Daf Nun Ches, in the middle of the Sugya Bnei Noach, on Daf Nun Ches, as it goes around three blocks. So the Gemara has a klam, Ikan Midi, the Yisrael Shari, the Bnei Noach Oser. There is no such thing as a situation that a Ben Noach is forbidden to do something, Yisrael is allowed to. So over here, Ben Noach is clearly forbidden to kill an Uber. So you're going to say that Yisrael is permitted to practice abortions? So you have the Tainan that you can meet. So Taisus points that out. And not Gemara. Taisus says, you see from the Gemara that abortions constitute an Issa deraisa by Yisrael, by Benech. It's certainly an Issa deraisa, the Chayiv Misa. But by Yisrael, even though there's no Chayiv Misa, there's certainly an Issa deraisa. So that's how 98% of the Poskim hold. The two Shitas that I mentioned, they're really obscure Shitas. The Stechem Akur, those are hold Hefe Gom, and those are hold that it's only an Issa derabana. The Pashta says that it's not right. I think Rabbi Yankiv Emden says that there's no Issa. And one of the other Achaim says that it's only the Rabbana. The Stechem Akur says it's against Taisus. Taisus shows from the Gemara that it's certainly an Issa deraisa. But the only shot is, what's the nature of the Issa deraisa? Is it b'teres b'tzicha, or is it b'teres chayvo b'chavera? The difference would be, when would an abortion be permitted? The Mishnah in Aholos, the Gemara Sanhedrin quotes the Mishnah in Aholos that if you have a woman, Amu Beres, Amu Kashalele, let's say a woman is pregnant and her life is in danger and she has to have some medical treatment. Let's say she needs chemotherapy. She has cancer and the chemotherapy is going to kill the Uber. Are you allowed to treat the mother to save her life if you know in advance that you're going to kill the Uber? So if you think the Uber is going to die anyway, you think they're both going to die. So then for sure it's mutter. What's the shot? But let's say you think if you won't treat the mother, if you won't do anything to save the mother, the Uber will survive and the mother will die. What's the din? So the Mishnah says that you kill the Uber. You treat the mother, you do whatever is necessary to save the mother's life, even at the expense of losing the Uber. So that's the question, when do you have that heter, that you're allowed to kill the Uber only to save the mother's life, only b'machum pikuach nefesh? Only b'machum pikuach nefesh, but anything less than that, not. Or perhaps one should say no. Let's say the mother will become very sick and very weak if she'll go through with the pregnancy, but she's not going to die. She's not going to lose her mind. She won't have a nervous breakdown or anything. She'll just become very weakened. So let's say if a person has some kind of a condition, so he's certainly permitted to do surgery in order to help the person. That's on the Sechevel Bahaveiro. Let's say a person has six fingers on his right hand. So you might have cut it off. A person has 3 ears. You might have cut off the extra ear. So if a woman is pregnant, she has an Uber, and the Uber is causing her physical pain. The Uber is causing a physical pain. If the woman feels bad that she lost her finger, if a person has six fingers, he might have cut off the finger. Why? Because it doesn't look good. So the woman wants to look like a model. She wants to look like a movie star. So she doesn't. She wants to get rid of this Uber in order to, she lost her figure. So that's not a taina. That's not normal. The Rabban Shalom doesn't say you have a right to look like a movie star. You have to lead a normal life and have a baby. There's nothing wrong with that. But let's say the woman is going to have a baby. She's going to become sick. She's not going to have a nervous breakdown. It's not going to be a suffix sakona. But she's clearly going to be sick. So to be sick, if you hold that abortion is only an Isra of Chayva Bachavero, so then if Chayva Bachavero is mutter, if Chavol is mutter to cut off a finger just for aesthetic purposes, that the person should look normal, so it would certainly be mutter, let's say, for health purposes. So that's the big machlokes in the Poskim. When would we allow an abortion? We assume that abortions constitute an Isra deraisa be Israel also. So the shayla is how much they need to be mad to the abortion. The Mishnah Holdos only gives a case where the mother's life is b'sakana. And the Rambam writes like that. The Rambam writes, the reason why you're allowed to kill the Uber is because the Uber is a raidif to the mother. So from the Rambam is mashma b'feirish. Whenever the mother's life is not b'sakana, and the Uber is not a raidif, then you're not allowed to kill the mother. Even not allowed to kill the Uber, even to spare the mother from sickness. And others point out that the Rambam, the Achrayim point out, the Rambam al pi pashtus ashver Rambam, the Pashup Shat in Gemara Sanhedrin is against the Rambam. So Rav Moshe writes in his tshuva, he quotes from the early Achrayim, from the tshuva's Geinim Kadmoi, that they say, Mekenesh Avek Machana Rambam, just because you have a difficult Rambam, you don't just say the Rambam is shver, we're not going to pass like the Rambam. So they Meyashiv the Rambam. Rav Chaim has on the Rambam. Rav Moshe Feinstein quotes in his sefer, Rav Chaim has in his sefer on the Rambam, and he explains the Rambam. She said, fine. But still, you have the other Rishonim don't learn like the Rambam. So that's a serious question. Allah Alamai said, would you only allow an abortion when the woman's life is b'sakana? Or what if it's less than that? Not stam, she doesn't want to lose her figure. That's not a valid reason. But what if this taka a serious problem, a health problem? Would you allow an abortion on the assumption that abortion is only in Isra v'chagav v'chaver? The Rambam is pretty clear. The Rambam is clear in two places. When the Rambam talks about killing an Uber, is mashma that yichayv misa b'dei shamayim if you kill an Uber? So the Pashto says that it's ritzicha, it's a form of ritzicha, and that's why the Rambam writes that the only time it would be muta would be when the Uber is eroded. But the question is, Rashi doesn't seem to learn the Gemara like the Rambam, and Daf Ayin Ches and Sanhedrin. And then the question is, do you paskin like Rashi, or do you have to be choshish for the Rambam sheet? That's the big question, yeah?
It's Ritzivra. Is there any difference at all at what stage of the pregnancy you do it?
That's also a question. Rav Moshe in his Sefer claims even before 40 days. The Gemara says that an Uber before 40 days is considered Maya B'Alma. And after 40 days, then it's considered, then it begins to be considered an Uber. So some argue the point and say before 40 days is Zichah, no Isa Ritzichah. That's for sure only in Isa Chavol B'Chaver, only Chavola. Rav Moshe holds an answer. Rav Moshe in his Sefer quotes the Chavis Yoyer, who has a whole argument, and he says even before 40 days, it would be an Isa Ritzicha, and you wouldn't be allowed to do it unless the mother's life will be the Sakana. Now Moshe even goes further. He says a Suffolk Sakana wouldn't be enough. If the mother's the Suffolk Sakana, let's say sometimes a woman is pregnant, and the doctors say that there's a Suffolk Sakana. If they'll leave her with the pregnancy, she may die. If they'll abort the baby and they'll treat the mother, they think that they'll save her life. If they don't abort the baby, it may or may not cause her to die. They're not sure. Is that enough to be matir abortion? So Moshe is so machmir, he says, no. So the Rambam says, only right if, only if it's a vadai right if, a korv levadai right if. A raiv, in other words, a raiv. That if you let the baby continue to develop, the mother's life, the mother will lose her life. And others disagree. The Pharisees saw Lamish Nine, disagrees. He says, the suffix sakana is also sufficient to be matir.
The case
will
be
Well, the baby would not be a right, right? The way Rav Chaim explains the Rambam, Rabbi Zalman quotes Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim in the Sefer doesn't have the whole beer. Rabbi Zalman and the Eben Ezra quotes the whole Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim explains it, in this case it would be a raitiv, yeah. Under normal circumstances, not a raitiv. The baby's a passive raitiv. The baby's not doing anything over there. But the way Rav Chaim explains it, that would also be called a raitiv. The Rambam got it from the Gemara. The Rambam puts it together with the Gemara. The Gemara has a case in the end of Bava Kamma. There's a boat or a ferry that's taking passengers on the lake, whatever, and they have so much, so many passengers and so much luggage that it's going to sink. So everyone's life is b'sakana. They're all going to drown to death. So the Gemara says, you throw off some of the luggage into the river, so the boat will be lighter, so everybody's life will be saved. So Hashtetzach, you don't have to, it's self-understood that you don't have to pay if you threw up someone else's luggage, you don't have to pay the Teres Adam HaMazik because you were allowed to throw it off. So why is that self-understood? Why is that so pashut that you're pater from paying for the luggage that you threw overboard in order to save everybody's life? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chevel HaMazik, the very end of Hilchos Chevel HaMazik, that the luggage has a din of a raitiv. So the Ravid writes, what? Ein kan lo melech lo tavla. What are you talking about? The luggage is a raitiv. They loaded up the boat, and then the boat started to go, and then they realized it's too heavy. So why is the luggage? What, the luggage is the last thing put on?
גם חמזי ניבה נאווה יועד הפארת, או נויל צחיל שזה ונאו. סתם, עבדר ידלימו, ידע פסדס. או ברזים, ודע פארת בידוני. מאו שורד, מאו שור, מאו מקסיון, ודע שירדם ידע פסד. ומן עבור ברזים, ודע פיתן. ופיתו ברזים, ודע נביר, ודע זה, יו כמה גדרים, יגלץ לו. Ну, сразу же, ватим шоу, пац, ютн цял же лапа, ютн не ервина, ютн не канцы дэсина. Ибо нау и ламя, но шмеш, ютн гил хам веда дис, гил хам зин хмэ, не хо хэвус нау вэдокс на вер ведас. А сол галвас сгил ни хи. Ну, ше, ва, цим фиад, дэн ар дзилот. Не, ва, ни бшит, дэн ар, а, и бшит, а, ор, сестер, а, сирак, а, клуби, а, нэфтан, клуби. Уф, не хи, ютн не вер ведас, ва, ма, цис, а, хи, ва, нау и ла. Ne mag nit zwischen de sech aus wie mal anders. So bu mir hab mir nit in de gro, ha, ja, du bin nit hier in de bier, in de tain raus wie es. Ne, ich git do de ziel in la rolo. Oder mit rolo nit das so ha, so wie ich in de raus, wie war no, ihr war no, das ist nicht ja, wisst du so weiter. Sie wird. Ja, du wo mal, ja, du wo mir de gro, wo du mal so nit an nach mal doch, mir mach service, da du wird dran so wenn. Ne mat, ja, so wenn, ze no. Ihr war no, ihr war bis jetzt. Zechil shnebidot yawut nawi zechil shudu dham de din atzid zechil shudu dham agzik nawat nebidot nyeri yawzom nebi evritet dog gashur emes dog gisharas dero ohlai ne amas shor vidava shudu to yisiyev zesi nawat the book yawl nebi isi shmit zish meira dhese halai ramadus nebi evritai bere zuo shor ra nebi evritu nao shor razira nebi evritet nuk tzayon dhe Şal da sizi işe verendirir. Nereye evreti bir ölçüsü savur. Hayıl kol. Az önce de ver. Vay bir yıldırmak sıvı var mı? Dede de alayım. Yılın altısı yalta. Ne ayı? Sen ne sıra yine de. O gün amdil ne verir? Ama su hıyıl şu kalah. Bu diye tasar bir yıldırmak anı kılırsa. Nasıl işaret var? Şalası da yok zıvı. Why now must show we never should have told you scared your birds of Russia? We know you. What did it? So in it. Maybe every tightness I am. That's the sort of shit. Then we say he shall never make me sit in the ear, that's me sit in the ear, that's the other thing that's the sort of. Look, you can't say. Nein, hier haben wir nicht, weil es ist immer so, aber ich kann auch gerne, ich bin nämlich. Aber Marit, mir geht es so, dass ich auch dann stand der Feld, nämlich, was sagt er an, du kommst mal, Marit, das ist die Wille auf, dann muss ich mich so auf der Lode aufsteigen. Ach, es ist Regen, hallo, das ist immer so, aber ich kann sie, es ist ein Schiff, das heißt, es ist immer so, aber ich kann sie, hier kommen, aber die bitten auch wieder auf, hier gehen wir auf, hier sind sie, du gehst hin. Es ist halt, da ist es, ich kann ihn an, sie machen, das ist immer so, aber ich kann. Auf, grämmisch, denn ich komme auf, wie es nicht, kei, das wird kennen, aber das ist ja auch viel, wie die Linie, die Arbe ist. Ich finde, ein Affi, das wird ja jeder zum Delikt, das wollen die. Er wird, das ist immer noch nicht, wie zum Affi, der Hauptsch, was reißen zu schrecken, das ist ein Schreckwürden, sie ist ein Abschreckwürden, die in den Nüchtern, kann ich die Rieden nicht zeigen. Auf, wie hat sie auch viel, es wird es immer so, aber wir kennen, er wird jetzt in selben Länge. Kennen sie, ich war kennen, es wird gittet. Ah, hier wird es immer so, aber ich komme auf, wie es nicht. Na, hier. Zine. Amelchen machen das ist doch dieser Nacht beim Melchen machen und der Kabel schon also wird gemacht jetzt kann noch schon der da ab sind sich doch nicht mehr abschauen weil das das ist ja was man jetzt müssen das nie mal mal wenn ihr geht warum geht's nicht geht denn hat sein ja hat das kein ganz System was aber backer mal mal wenn das geht ist doch kann noch schon der kein nur das System was aber backer das wäre wieder das nicht haben wir genannt das System ja Amal gyal 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 Ja, da ich will, das Gott ist ja auf gut in der Raum, geht das man, das ist immer so, wo back man sitzt. Das ist immer so, wo back du, wie man auch noch. Ja,
da
du, wie 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 der mit de shivi den mit dat ze nie de shivi den dat ze gaen am mezi am achter dat sie der berg in der lerd gezas der und gets na wieder wel as dat and then you'll be proud of it you're and then no one did it rush up with it what do they mean and so for not the fans it wow hab mir der mit da dem mol shivi de bil ne gezi wis de bil ne ja mir ein mol shivi de bil ne ja ich bin die bol war mal hier so eine der ich das so mag mir der kann man auf das gerade so ich weiß es Also wenn ihr die Kraft was hast, dann sie aus dieser Weibung hat, machst du das, so wo man gestern noch viel der Rapper in dem Alphabet der Aufstand ist. So ist es die Regel der Weih, die mit Zeit hier. Regel das Beste kommt so, ob es noch wird, denn es ist ein Lichtbachelis. Ja, es ist eine Nische, sitzt es neben dir. Du rohst nicht, wir haben nicht genau gemein, das macht was es. Dann war ich, wenn sie noch immer, ich werde sie in der Schuhe stehen, der Herr, ich bin nicht frei, und alles ist gerne, sie nehmen mich das Lauf. Oh, no, da waren sie, ich nehme mich. Oh, so. Oh, das ist gerne jetzt da doch. Rein, was ist die Brüste der Fisch, ist das so, Marie, ich will wachsen, mit Neues, siehst du rein auf. Nicht hören, nicht, was ist die Brüste der Fisch, nicht wachsen, also Marie, ich kann es auch, die Brüste der Fisch, Marie, ich will wachsen, also ja, bald wird alle, weil ich kann, denn es sind, haben sie jetzt, da wird die Hand tanzen. Regen, das Fest, gut, da, alle, ich kann, wo man selbst nicht. Es ist ein Mann, der Lüde, wie der Teil, aber sie, in der Ball, Lüde, in der Wachen, ich misse, der Weh, schon wird. Na, real, nicht, das Wort, wie ich ja, aber nicht, na, was, und die Lüde, ich gesörf nicht. Da auch schneiden in ihr Passe, wo mir Jewish did in after the reaction in Marusso, a paar vier Augen, sie ist gesagt, dass aber sie auch schon solle, du bin in der Reise, und alle, der Hörer, nicht mal wieder gendet. Schisch, ja, ich bin kein Moment, sie ist die Präfte, die lieber kann, mir ist sie, aber ich nicht, ich bin 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 Ah, hier auch gehen, wo ich dann meine ich jetzt, wenn du wohl bei Wunder schildern, ist die denn, Bro, hier auch gehen, nie mitgesagt, sitzen jetzt in der Raum geht es. Oh, wie ich ja noch. Ah, hier auch gehen. Röp, was ich hätte nicht gesagt, denn das nicht mag. Sim, aber ich hätte mich gestern in der Idee der Raum geht es. Reg, das Beste guckt ein paar Pfanz, der Licht nach der Box, ist Regen, ein Regen, der Luft, nicht sagt, wie ich auch war nicht. Sim, kann ich hatte, du wohl gepackt im See, ist in der Wäsche, du wohl gepackt im See. Ne alle gehabt, dass ich weiß, ja, man hat das nicht alle gehabt, dass ich so getürbt, nicht getürbt, nicht getürbt, wie ich muss, wie ich und wie ich sehe, ja, rei, regen, wie. So geht du wieder weg, ihr dürft nicht sagen, warum geht. Ja, und das ist viel, kann man sagen, dass er gut geht, das ist, ja, da war ich zu regen, du bist weg, der Weg ist das Fest, das ist nicht ein Haupt. Regen ist das Fest, gut, paar Panzer, das ist der Raum, genau, das ist ganz nass, das ist ein Bug, in der Sinne. Und die Bar ist der Weg, jetzt noch, ja, ich schaue, ich rein, jetzt noch wieder zu ihm, in der Weg, warum, und jetzt, der Erd, nicht der Fähre, sie ist, ich glaube, das sind, er hat, der Loh, back, und jetzt noch, mit der Erd, nicht, jetzt noch, ja, ich gehe es dir auch. Sie will, ich glaube, nicht, ja, der Loh, das ist der Selma, ja, mein Schmisch, und der Erd, nicht, die Selma. Hey, geht das, gut, so, zwei. Ja, und nach, dass er Geld kam, also, ich gerät, mich, dass er, denn, ja, jetzt, im Morgen, nicht, mehr, mach, das war, herum. Ich nehme nicht tief zielt, da durch geht es am Störst, du packen, ich greife, das mir ist hier schnell, sie wollen nicht ehrlich, pack es gerne. Gut, sind es auch noch etwas. Und ich muss nicht mehr, wenn du durch mich warst. Und ich nehme nicht mehr, wenn du durch mich warst. Ich nehme nicht mehr, wenn du durch mich warst. Ich nehme nicht mehr, wenn du durch mich warst. Ich nehme nicht mehr, wenn du durch mich warst. Ich nehme nicht mehr, wenn du durch mich warst. Ich nehme nicht mehr, wenn du durch mich warst. Ich nehme nicht mehr, wenn du durch mich warst. Sie wissen, es ist Mann, es ist nie Ende, weil es ist nicht weiter. Sie ist dann aber ich glaube, so ist nicht uns gewissen, so ist nicht uns ja, nicht an, na das gewissen. Da bin ich auch, aber bitte, das ist ja, no, right, wo wir sind, da war wohl noch weh. Hier ist nicht, da war, 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 ומילית מדיס וסטפיס וסבן ולוגיף שהוא יגעת נאמר שזה פרסת הפסט מזין כן הנה חלץ די יולכי על החרס די ילכו סעצמת בעוד דירות הרוצת וסנס הנה כן מודול שהוא יגדע ומתקר וכתן זה דומה כבר הרי יעומן הנה עולה בזיחה נפוח אדם זה סיר כותו בית דומנס וכנשדה ליף שהוא יגדע ילכיש נעל וכתה ותנס כותבת תיארת סייה ודאי נעל בית שהוא יגדע תנרץ ילכנס Ob ich schon wieder wohl nicht gezählt habe, ja, wo ist nicht, nicht, denn ich schon wieder da, ja, wo ist nicht, sie ist das Ziel, aber nicht, sie ist dann noch mehr zu regen, das kann man mal wieder, weil er dann ist sie doch immer schön, ich kann nicht drauf. Ich bin jetzt noch sehr lange gedacht, das ist die Messe, hat nicht das aus, das ist das, das hat mir geliebt, gut. Das ist auch so, nein, ich geht, so war ich, der das auch lieb, schon wieder, das kommt mir auch wieder, das ist nicht, ja, wer ist wohl lieb, schon wieder, man kann nicht, das habe ich, aber lieb, habe ich, I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. Ja, kann ihm sauber drauf, ja, kann ihm mal drauf, aber ich soll ihm mal die Schweine drauf, sauber, also, man muss Freunde drauf. Warum gehen Sie, Gil, kann man sich auch an ihm sauber, ja, kann ihm sauber. Ja, kann ihm gehen am Schweine, aber du hast ihn so, ich habe drei Ortlinge, Gerl, es war die, die zur Schiene, ne. Es ist nicht schlimm, Gerl, auch für wie ist das? Ja, kann ihm gehen, also, jetzt war er auf, ich bin jetzt war er auf, hey, hey. Ja, will die Leute heilen. Du musst dann nicht das auf der Blüte Leute heilen. I'm not going to be able to do this.
Я не знаю, что это было.
verstehen aber ein mehr das wird wieder mit dem jüdische das das ein der aber das in der Abend soll ja kann wir uns verstehen uns der jüdisch ja kann wir auch in das Lernen der erste das nur wir beginnen das nächste Kapitel in der Abend so dann erst mehr das wird auch sehen jetzt ganz geht wir nehmen wir gehen so was und jetzt sagen wir wir nehmen wir gehen und ich hatte das irgendwie ein Film was wir so viel bekommen aus der erste Je mag veel naar je mensen meer, maar wat miskeert, wat wel acht, zo ik hier al aan, wat is er al aan? Zo ik hier al aan, zo is dit het. Nee, als ik had meer gaan lassen. Iedereen begint eerst niet, iedereen is meer gaan het. Maar ja, we zien dat het doen aan te nemen, nee, ook hier niet meer geëerd op. Maar je mensen meer, dat is zo haar, of je hebt ze meer, dat is weinig. Maar je hebt ze meer, dat wat wel acht. Maar je mensen meer, dat wat wel acht, iedereen is de fitte stukje. Je hebt geen liefde stukje, dat kan me schocken, ik heb een schocht, ik heb een schocht, ik heb een Rosa, en dat je als je dit in begin met zo'n gedrag van je nek niet weet als je is gay, net die alles jammer zie je wie mooi is. Ja, zo ging het die film met je doen, zo van me gewoon met je dit in begin doen hier. Zo, die is erin met je gaan. Zo ging het die is erin met je gaan, dan aan de biet. Nee, ik vind het. Ja, wat voor die is, het moest zijn dat die in begin met je hebben. En dat verdomd is, waar is die verdomd is, dat die is erin met je was in de kant, dat ze geen, dat is er niet. Hier die mir gehen mal jetzt die Pferde sind nicht auf der neue Nebel. Hier die mir gehen doch das Masse und nicht der Alan mit hier die ist aber sich ein Nebel nicht. Ja, kann wir da der Alan sein. Die ist der mit sich ja Nebel noch nicht rein mit sein auf ein Nebel. So fällt ja auch hier. Dann du musst gehen, dann ja sein das schon dann ja, das sein mir schon wird nicht hier nicht mehr sein, also was soll das werden? Es du für schon auf dem Auto, ne, wie war? Na, war ich auch da. Nicht mehr schaffen hat. Kun mir jetzt das aber auch sagen. Nee, dem jetzt. Also sie hat mir nach was schwerst zu kommen. Schwarz zu kommen, nimm Martin. Aber sie ist gerade hier für das Charles of Oxford, also es ist der Gesetz von der Kanal, die Kunze ist am Gesetz. Du machst so mal da mal Bescheid in am Zettel noch. Wie geht dich denn das? Sag ich dir schon mal, wir haben mal Verlag. Das ist schwach, das hier mal Verlag sie. Ich sag dir das nur nie mal. Das ist sich selbst. Ja, ich habe mir jetzt sagen, mir ist ja jedes Mal schon hat mir der Lachs. Sound him series of the fuzzy one mug will lock Geld touch ones. One I get Galidish. One's get Galidish. One's like, when I'm sure the Matthias marked it, well, I'll go into this one. I've got one with an hour seen him in Akmas. I'll go visit as this is yet. I'll just wait with it. Didn't know such a man. I'm here to see Sharp on the wide work by the oceans. This yet, and Sharp's a girl come. Yeah, I can't. I'm here really to see in the home and I've got this. And I'm there to see success. I've got the net. That's all. Yeah, I can't. I'm here to see you. One thing is that I want you to have a lot of fun, like a red shirt, and it's a real thing, and it's a real thing, and it's a real thing. And the short said, I'm going to come to the focus, I'll get it, what we should help. May I hope you love me, if you love me, it's my sake, but I'm going to come to the short said, it's a little bit, the lone idea, make me messy, though. Wrong begins to kill common sense. He didn't begin, but I'm going to put up the back of the soul, so I did, he didn't know, I had to, he didn't know, he didn't know, Hier in Berlin bin ich kein Vorhaltener, ja kann man wie hochziehen, wenn du wissen ist. Das Vierschluch, dann soll ich hören, aber ja kann man wie hochziehen, das Nobel, du mir auch mehr, das Vierschluch, wo ich da hier besucht ist. Nein, das finde ich, das ist auch, das ist ja kann man wie, ey, du kannst meine nicht gut. Das ist so, das habe ich nicht, aber sind die, das ist die, ja, ja, ne, wer hat das da, ne, der Beher. Und ich hoffe, das ist, oh, ne, ich nehme sie, wo mir ist, na. Ne, will ich nicht, dann mal an. Die Energie nach mit dem Wetter hat man ja in das Raum gedreht. Die Energie wenn jetzt schon von sie wieder. Was kann doch mal wieder von dem sie wieder der auch mal schön so. Das dumm so war sie ja kann wir so die alles ist die ist mir in der Sicht ja mir der Fett. Hey, wie muss ich gerade hier raus? Das dem Mom wie was mit mein Teil das dem Wäsche was mit mein hier nur da ne ist. Dem Mom zu wir hier zu wir gehabt der Paar wie das das mit einer Schide gesehen. Das dumm so war sie wenn sie die ist mir für so sie ihr kann der Fett. Hier ist eine Karte, so kann man nicht mehr so schlau sein. Hier ist die Energie, die sich dann gesagt hat, dass wir so müssen. Und dann gesagt hat, dass wir noch nicht mehr so schlau sein. Und ich bin mal bei mir hochgekommen, ich bin nicht mehr so schlau sein. Ich kann nicht mehr so schlau sein. Ich kann nicht mehr so schlau sein. Ich kann nicht mehr so schlau sein. Genau, das ist nicht so schlau sein. Dann gehe ich jetzt mal in die Gäste, und ich schreibe hier. Dann habe ich gesagt, dass wir nicht mehr so schlau sein. Das ist jetzt falsch, wo man ein Moment. Ich schreibe, dass wir nicht mehr so schlau sein. Aber man hat hier durchgefallen. Und man hat hier durchgefallen. Yes, aber da hätte ich schon gleich, das will mir doch nicht auch wieder raus, wo man eigentlich ist. Ich schick doch noch, ich da nicht. Nee, auch jetzt. Ja, kann man wieder so nach Kette. Und so haben wir nicht genau was zu schicken, denn aber da ist es nicht mehr kann, das ist nicht schärfe, das zu schicken, und ich würde es jetzt nach Master. Ich schick. bottom line, if I did, I wasn't shelling every little bit of a bully, it used to be was. No, there were no people show every store, she would have been arrayed in the weather, so on the lake getting out, she gets a snack down to her bullet, on the lake getting out, she gets a snack, 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 she gets a snack,